Welcome to the Netlabelism Podcast. Netlabelism is a loose bunch of music-addicted people who love to share the most valuable tunes to be found on the internet for free. We pick up quality music on the web and try to give you an overview of the vast range of net audio and news from within the world of net audio at www.netlabelism.com. The Netlabelism Podcast serves to further our efforts by bringing you a selection of recent or notable net audio with each episode. We plan to feature new releases, special mixes, guests, interviews, news, and exploration into the vast world of net labels and net audio. I am Alan Herrick, your host and producer of this first episode, where we will explore offerings from the net labels Cut Records, Clinical Archives, Elpa Music, Public Spaces Lab, Editoro de Porto, and Rec 72. We start off our podcast this week with the track Festival by Great Skies from the Cut Records net label, recently picked as a favorite and reviewed on our website by Marcus, one of Netlabelism.com's founders. We will follow Festival's track with Bill T, a recent track by radical Italian multi-genre improviser Stefano Farian, collaborating with Sandro Marinoni and Stefano Roncarolo for a release available entitled Convergence through Clinical Archives.
We'll be right back. I'm not going to do that.
We just heard several new Net Audio releases, one by Radio for the Daydreamers entitled Freelance Dream Killing Machine, from their most recent release, the first in a triptych of releases available through Alpha Music Net Label, recently reviewed on our website at netlabelism.com. Following that track, we heard from Hannah Adam, aka Adamed Age, a well-known figure in the net label scene, with a track from her newest and second release at Public Space Lab Net Label. Right now, we are listening to Magnetic Wind's Crow's Omen, released on Editoro de Porto's recent compilation entitled No Labels, No Musics 2. This compilation collected tracks through the Electro Music Field Recording Project, which challenged musicians to create original compositions from a pre-existing field recording archive. Participants were limited to those field recordings as the only sound sources, but could chop, mutilate, and process with effects to their heart's desire. The compilation presents a unique view into the similarities and differences heard when artists have access to the same source materials. That last track leads us to the end of this Net Labelism podcast. That was Seventh Gear with their track Plastic Wasteland from their full-length released Gunshot, available from Rec 72 Net Label. This 8-bit chiptune release was reviewed on our website last month. If you would like to know more about our podcast, explore the episode track listing and links to the releases available online, please visit our website at netlabelism.com. While you are at our website, feel free to contact us, share with us, or explore our vast selection of reviews, articles, and interviews focusing on the world of net audio. Thank you again for joining us for this episode of Net Labelism.